Today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis Bono Bayis Chodosh. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Daniel Baruch Ben Yibodo L'chaim Toivim Eliezer Shlomo. So we're continuing to discuss the very long Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Haraya. We're still pretty much towards the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah discussed halacha, bana bayis chadash, if somebody buys or builds a new house. Ve'kona kelim chadashim, he buys new kelim, oimer, he makes a bracha, shachiyanu v'kimanu, v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Zok de gemara. Amar Rav Huna said, lo yishanu, this halacha, that if somebody buys new kelim, he makes the bracha of shachiyanu, that's only true, elo she'in lo k'yoytze behem. If he doesn't have similar such kelim, but let's say he has a keli that's similar to the keli that he bought, in that case, he wouldn't have to make the bracha. No, even if he has this keli already, he has something similar to it, the halach is, he would have to make the bracha. Says the Gemara, it sounds like from the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan Michlal, that they both agree, that if this person would have this keli already, but the way he had it is because he had bought it once or bought something similar to it. In that event, it'd be poshut that he wouldn't have to make the bracha. So we have a machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan regarding the halacha. If somebody buys a new keli, Mishnah says, you make a bracha, shechiyanu. Rav Huna said, the only time you make this bracha is if you don't have a keli that's similar to it. If you do, you won't make the bracha. Rav Yochanan was machmer. He said, no, afilu yesh leikayotzavem. Even if you have something similar, you have to make a bracha. And the Gemara is making a very, very subtle diak, which underpins the first part of the daf. And that is, it sounds like the machloikis is only if the person who had this keli had it not because he bought it. So how would he have it if he didn't buy it? Birusha, let's say. So he has the keli, but he never bought the keli. Over there, there's a shitas Rabbi Yochanan that holds that even though you have it, now that you bought it, you have to make a shachayonu. What do you mean? You have it already. Yeah, but you had it all day Yerusha. Now you bought it. So there's a chiddush in the way you acquired it. Even though there's not such a chiddush in what you physically acquired, it's for that reason you'd have to make the bracha. But let's say you have it because you bought it, so there's no chiddush in the keli because you have it already. And even in the means in which you're acquiring it now, there's no chiddush because you bought it already. Meaning, if he was kana, v'chaz of a kana, it sounds like over there, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rav Huna that the halacha is you don't make the bracha. The Ikedami, some had a different nusach of this machloikis between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. That Amar Rav Huna said, lo yishanu elo shlo kana v'chaz of a kana. Rav Huna said, the only time you make the bracha is if you hadn't acquired this keli before. Aval kana v'chaz of a kana. Had you acquired the keli in tzarech levarich, in that case, you wouldn't make the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan said, clearly no. Afilu kana v'chaz of a kana tzarech levarich. Even if you bought it once before, and now you're buying something similar, doesn't have to be the same exact keli, but if you have a keli like this, even if you acquired it, if you acquire another such keli, the halacha is you would have to make the bracha. Meaning that diuk that the Gemara made in the first Lishna of the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan in the Ikka d'Amri is not true. Because in the Ikka d'Amri, it's to the contrary. The machloikis Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is precisely in that case where you are buying a keli similar to the keli that you have, and that keli that you have, you already require. It's in that case, the Rav Huna said you don't make the bracha, and it's even in that case, the Rav Yochanan says you do make the bracha. And here the Gemara makes a different dik. Michlal, that's the case. The chiyesh levekon, the different akal tzarech levarich. It sounds like the machlokes is only when you're buying a keli that you had already bought, or something similar to what you had already bought. If, however, you had acquired it originally through Yerusha, let's say, and now you're going ahead and buying it, so it could be over there, everybody holds, you would have to make a bracha. Okay, very technical. The differences seem to be very, very subtle. Stating that, the Gemara comes with a kasha. Meisevei, banabai is chodesh, ve'in le'kayoytzebay. If somebody builds a new house and he doesn't have another such a house. Kono kelim chadosh, ve'in le'kayoytzebay. If somebody bought new kelim, he doesn't have kelim like this. Saruch levarech, halachas, he has to make a bracha. Yesh le'kayoytzebay. Let's say he has something similar to this. Be Yerusha, that's going to be the key here. Ain't tzarech levarich, the halach is, he would not have to make a bracha. Divi Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda says, benkach u benkach tzarech levarich. Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't matter if you have it, be Yerusha, or you don't have it, be Yerusha. Either way, you have to make the bracha. Says the Gemara, bishlami l'lishna kamo, bishlami according to the first lishna of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuna and Rabbi Yochanan. What was the first Lishna, that they argued if somebody buys a Keli, that he already has something similar to. But this that he had it previously was not because he had bought it, but rather through Yerusha. Rav Huna says you don't make a bracha. Rav Yochanan said you do make a bracha. It sounds then like this Braisa, which mentions not a machlokes amayuroim, but rather a machlokes tanam, Ramei and Rav Yehuda, is the identical machlokes. And the Gemara thinks that's a good thing. Sometimes if you have a machlokes amayuroim and you find a machlokes tanam, the Gemara asks it as a question, tanoihi. Here the Gemara thinks it's a good thing, meaning Rav Huna k'Ramei. Rav Huna is shitas Ramei. Again, what Ramei say? Bona bayis chodesh ve'in lo kayoitze behem. Then tzarich levarich, yesh lekayotze behem, ein tzarich levarich, which was essentially Rav Huna shita, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yochanan is Rav Yehuda shita, elo lishna basra. But according to the lishna basra, that holds that if you already had it be Yerusha, and now you buy the keli, everybody holds you would have to make a bracha. The machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan was, if you have it, or you have something similar to it, because you bought it, and now you bought it again, so there's no chiddush in the keli, and there's no chiddush in the means in which you acquired it. It's over there, Rav Huna says you don't make the bracha, and over there, Rabbi Yochanan says you would make the bracha. So says the Gemara, Bishlam, Rav Huna. Rav Huna has a tana de mesayele in this braisa. Who's Rav Huna in this braisa? Rav Yehuda. That was Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda said, ben kachu ben kach tzarech levarech, but only ben kachu ben kach if you have it via Yerusha. But if you have it because you bought it, it's mashma from the machloikis remain Rav Yehuda, you wouldn't make the bracha. So it comes out Rav Huna and the Lishna Basra is Rav Yehuda. Elo Rav Yochanan, but Rav Yochanan and the Lishna Basra, the Omar Kaman, he doesn't stem with any of the Tanon, like Rav Meir, but like Rav Yehuda, certainly not Rav Meir, and it's not Rav Yehuda either, because in the Braisa it sounds like the machloikis is whether you would make a bracha if you have a similar keli when you acquired that similar keli by Yerusha. But it sounds like if you bought that similar keli and now you're buying a keli again, for sure you wouldn't make a bracha. So the Gemara's kasha is that l'chura in the Lishna Basra, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is inconsistent both with Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's a problem because Rabbi Yochanan and Amora can't argue with Tanoim. So you'd have two Tanoim keneged Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which would seem to then be a raya that the real Lishna, it's a little confusing, is the first Lishna in the Gemara, not the second Lishna in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm not impressed. Maybe the Lishna Basra is really the right Lishna. And Rabbi Yochanan really can't argue with Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't it seem like both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? Mora says no. Meaning, because where do you see it? They never said it beforeish. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda never said clearly, not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's just implied from the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Because they're arguing, if somebody buys a keli, you have a similar keli that you got via Yerusha, would you make the bracha not? It sounds like if that similar keli that you had, you would have bought, for sure you wouldn't make a bracha. But for that, Rabbi Yochanan could say, no. Who adin Rabbi Yehuda kan v'chaz v'kan nami tzarech levarech? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have the keli via Yerusha, now you buy, you make a shechiyonu. Could be if you had it because you bought it, and now you bought something similar to it, you would make a shechiyonu as well. And then why did Yehuda say, is halacha dafka where you got it be Yerusha and you bought it? Why didn't he say even a bigger chiddush? Even if you bought it and you bought it again, you make the bracha. He could have said that. But lo hidiyachu kaychid Rameir. We want the Mishnah, the Braisa wants to speak out the biggest chiddush, not in Rabbi Yehuda, rather than Rabbi Meir. Afilu kana v'yeshloi in tzarech levarech v'koshke chanav. I mean, if the point of the Braisa was to bring out the biggest chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you would have said Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha. I mean, it could be Rabbi Yochanan does shtim with Rabbi Yehuda. The reason the Braisa didn't say it that way, which was the whole premise of the Diyak, is because the Braisa wants to speak out not the biggest chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, but the biggest chiddush in Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, V'lifagi v'chana v'chaz v'chana dein tzarech levarach leidi achach kaychid Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you speaking out the biggest chiddush in Rabbi Meir? Speak out the biggest chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, kaychid atayr adiv, because that's a rule we always have. Anytime there's a machloikis, and you can either emphasize the bigger chiddush in the mekel or the bigger chiddush in the machmer, we always emphasize the biggest chiddush in the mekel. And the pashup shad is because it's not such a kunst to be machmer; it's a big kunst to be mekel. So the koyach teir is always considered adif, and as a result, the matter is Rameir. Rameir is the matter. He says you don't make the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan is considered the oyser. Rabbi Yehuda is considered the oyser. He's the one you said should make the bracha. Regardless, according to the first Lishna, the machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Meir, you could say that the Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, you could say the machloikis Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is the machloikis Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And even according to the second Lishna, where at first glance, Rav Huna seems to be supported by Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yochanan seems to be contradicted for sure by Rav Meir, even Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, after further review, there is a way to make it work. You could say Rabbi Yochanan shtims with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that concludes the confusing part of today's daf. Zok the Gemara vayte, mevarech alora. So the Mishnah said that if someone hears a Besura Toiva, you make a bracha. If someone hears a basura ra, you make the bracha of dayana emes. Then the Mishnah says, what happens if someone has a basura toiva, that's toiva now, but could be later something bad is going to come from it. If someone has a basura ra, and it could be later something good is going to come from it. So the Mishnah says, dayat sara b'shaita. You don't worry about what may evolve from what happened. Right now it's good. You make a toiva metiv. Right now it's not good. So the halach is you make the bracha of dayana emes. Says the Gemara. Hey chidami. So what's an example first of something that's bad? It's ra'a, but it's me'in ala toiva. Could be something good's going to come from it. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an example. Going the shakal bitka ba'are. A wave went through a person's field. It could be for next year's crop. The fact that all this water came and fertilized this person's field. What just happened is going to be a good thing. But hashtem yorohi, but today it's not good because this tsunami probably destroyed the person's field and all the crops that he has on the field. So you're going to tell me right now it's bad. Yeah, but next year he's going to look back and maybe he'll be happy with what happened. I understand, but right now it's bad. I mean that right now it's bad. So right now you make the bracha of dayanemis. Vala toivo me'en al hara. The Mishnah said, then you make the bracha of toivo ametit. Hey, chidami, what's an example of that? So the Gemara gives an interesting example. Going to Ashkach Metziah, somebody found a Metziah where it's Hare Elu Shaloi. So that sounds good. Avagaf de Rohi Lidi Dei says the Gemara, even though it could be something bad's going to come from it. So what possibly bad can come from finding a Metziah? Kamaitza Shalom Rav. Because the Ishama Bamalka Shalkamine. If the Melech, the government is going to find out that you found a Metziah and you took it home with you, it could be they're going to come after you. They're going to feel that they have some sort of claim against it and what you did is wrong. And once they come after the Metziah, maybe they'll look into other things and it has could be bad things are going to come from it. So you would have had a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that if you find a metziah, even though you're all excited and you want to make the bracha v'atoy v'ametiv, maybe you shouldn't make the bracha v'atoy v'ametiv, because who knows what's going to come from it? Says the Gemara, hashtami atoy v'hi, right now it's for sure good. So for now it's good, so you make the bracha v'atoy v'ametiv, you don't worry about what might come from it. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that if hatsoyek l'shavar, if somebody screams about something that already happened, harezit v'lash, That's a tefillah shav. Meaning you can't just daven frivolously. You can't daven in vain. Tefillah has to have a purpose. So if someone's davening, he's screaming over spilled milk, so to speak, so it happened already. So at this point, the Mishnah considers it to be a tefillah shav. The Mishnah gave a few other examples of it. Let's say a person's wife was a mu'beres for Omer, and he said a tefillah, he rots and shetelet ishti zachar. I raise a tefillah shav because it's either a zachar and a keva. So what's the point in such a tefillah? If somebody was traveling, and he heard yelling coming from the city where he lives. If he says, he says a tefillah, I hope that this screaming is not coming from my house. Again, I raise a tefillah shav. This is a tefillah shav. So the first example of a tefillah shav was, is that true? A person can't daven that his child that's expecting should be a zachar. Masif Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kasha. The pasuk says, "Va'acha yolda bas va'tikra shma Dina." So after Dina had six sons, she had a daughter, and she named her daughter Leah did Dina. Says the Gemara, "My va'acha." What does it mean, va'acha? Amar Rav, "Lachash dona Leah din ba'atzma va'amro." Leah made the following calculation. She said, "Shnei masa shvatim hasidin lotzis mi Yaakov." I know that my husband Yaakov is going to have 12 sons, and not just 12 sons, 12 shvatim. Shishi yotzmi many. I already have six. And the two shvachos, Bila and Zilpa, had two each, which means 10. In Zeh Zachar, if this child that I'm carrying right now is going to be a Zachar, then it's going to come out my sister Rachel, who doesn't have any children, she at most will be able to have one boy because it's 12 boys. 10 are already accounted for. She said, I'm expecting right now. So if I have a Zachar, what's going to be my sister Rachel? She's going to have less than Bila. She's going to have less than Zilpah. So she davened. And because of her tefillah, miyad nefchal avas, Dina became Dina. Meaning, Dina wasn't supposed to be Dina. Dina was supposed to be a Zachar. It was va'achar. After Leah made this cheshbon, she davened. It was then that Yoldobas Vatikra Shma Dina. She didn't have Vatikra Shma Dina. So straight to Gemara, how could you tell me that you can't daven, that the child should switch from a zocher to a nekeva, nekeva to a zocher, harezu tefula shav. This is a maisa shahaya kachaya, and the Gemara says it's true, that really happened, but at the same time, ein maskirin maisa nisim. You can't bring raya from miracles. What happened was a miracle, and ein maskirin maisa nisim. Or you could say, maisa delay b'teich abram yoyim hava. The story of Leah happened within 40 days of conception. The time we went to the Raisa Shoshi, I'm showing him, the first 3 days after Tashmish, Yivaki Shodim Rachm Shlei Asriach. If a person davens for his child to be, he should daven Shlei Asriach, that the Zera should turn into a chop. Mishlei Shavad Arba, from day three until day 40, Yivaki Shrachamim Sheyehe Zachar. He should daven that it should be a Zachar. May Arba Yevat Shlei Shachadashim, from day 40 until 3 months, Yivaki Shrachamim Sheyehe Sandal. He should daven that the child shouldn't be a sandal. So sandal is something that's mentioned in the Masechtas Nida, that it was once perceived that there was a concern that if a woman's pregnant and then she becomes pregnant again, so another Vlad can be formed and that could somehow harm the existing fetus. So from day 40 up until day 90, at Shloisha Chadashim, that should be the tefillah. Mishloisha Chadashim at Shisha, from those next 3 months, Yivakish Rachamim Shloyeh Nefel. Person should daven, the child should be a Nefel. Mishisha Vatisha, Yivakish Rachamim Sheyetze B'Shalom. You should daven that the delivery, everything should go smoothly. The point is that there is a concept of davening Sheyeh Zachar when, from day 3 until day 40, that's when this Maisa of Leah was. But the Gemara says, Mi Mahani Rachamim, does this even make any sense? What's Pshah? Meaning, what's, I understand, it's a good answer. Viba Yisema, we get it. But how could Leah have davened, and how can anybody daven from day 3 until day 40 that the child should be a Zachar? What determines if a child is going to be a Zachar and a Keva? It all depends on what happens b'shas the Hazra, b'shas the Tashmish. Umi mahani rachmi b'am Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rav Ami, ish mazriya t'chilo, yeled a Zachar. If the man is mazriya first, Zachar. The Keva, isha mazras t'chilo, yeled a Zachar. Shinama isha ki zazriya, b'yeled a Zachar. So if the isha is ki zazriya, then it's yeled a Zachar. If the isha is the one that's mazriya t'chilo, then it's yeled a Zachar. The point is, it all depends on the shas of the Hazra. So even from day 3 until day 40, it shouldn't make sense. This that we say Ishmazriya Tchila Tzenekeva, Isha Tchila Zachar, that's if there was one that was the Tchila. What if it was Bevasachas? So then there's no Tchila. If there's no Tchila, that's where there's a little gray area, that's where there's an opportunity for someone who wants a Zachar to daven, Yiratzen Shetei Olishti Zachar. That's where this is something that could become manifest. Just one Ha'ara before we move along, and that is that you see in this Gemara that Dina was really supposed to be a Zachar. But Leah davened because she didn't want her sister to be less than achas min hashvachos, and as a result, this child that was supposed to be a zachar ended up being in a keva. Now, had Dina been a zachar, who would Dina have been? Dina would have been Yosef. If Dina would have been Yosef, who would Yosef have been? Dina. It's a little confusing, but this is basic cheshbon. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that's why you find that Dina had certain tchunos of a zachar, and Yosef had certain tchunas of an akeva. The pasuk says, "Vateitze Dina." That's the heading to the story of Dina and Shechem. Rashi says Dina was a yatzanis, which is really not the derech of a woman. Kol kfudu bas melech penimo. Yet you find that Dina went out, which resulted in the whole story of Shechem. Where did Dina come to Vateitze Dina? It's because Dina was supposed to be Yosef, and there was a little bit of midos in Dina of a zachar. Yosef was Mesalso Besare, Chazal say. Mesalso Besare, that's more a midav in a keva. That's because Yosef was really supposed to be Dina. As I state in Svar Makdoshim. Either way, Zokhti Gemara Vaita. Hoyo Baba Derech. So somebody, the second example of a Tfila Shav is, if somebody was Baba Derech, and he hears screaming coming from the city, and he says, Yirotzoy, Shaloy Tehei Besoich Besi, Hareze Tfula Shav. Tanu Rabbanon, Maisa Shehoyo Karchoyo. The Hillel Hazokin, Shehoyo Babadere, Hillel Hazokin was once traveling and he was entering his city where he lived. The Shama called Svachabir and he heard Koilois coming from the city. Omar, he said, Muftachani Sheinza Batech Besi. I know for a fact that this is not coming from my house. It's regarding Hillel that the following Pasuk was said. A Pasuk in Tehillim, Mishmua Ra Lo Yira Nochin Liboy Batuach Pashem. Someone that has Betochin. Mishmua Rola Yiro. He doesn't have to be afraid. He doesn't have to be afraid of a Shmua Ro. Hillel wasn't afraid. Hillel heard screaming. Any person who hears screaming coming from a shtetl where he lives would be rattled by it. Hillel wasn't. Hillel was kind. He said, Muftach ani she'en ze b'toich beisi. This pasuk, Mishmua Rola Yiro, Nachon Liba b'toich beisi. Amar Rava, Rava Sad, Kol Hechi Didashis Lahain Kro, Me Reisha L'Seifi Midrash, M'Seifi L'Reisha Midrash. There's two ways you can dash in this pasuk. You can dash in Mishmua Rola Yiro, and then Nachon Liba b'toich beisi, or you can dash in the reverse order. And he explained, Me Reisha L'Seifi Midrash, if you want to dash in Me Reisha L'Seifi Midrash, Say for you, darshan it this way. Mishmura lo yira, my tam, nachan libe batuach basha. So, if someone is a nachan libe batuach basha, he doesn't have to worry about a shmura. Mishmura lo yira, why? That's the end of the pasuk. Because nachin libay batuach b'shem. If you want to dash in the other way, you can do it as well. Nachin libay batuach b'shem. If someone is a nachin libay, if someone is batuach b'shem, then mishmur rola yira, he's not going to have to be worried. Who told me the davar kosav asrei Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi? It was a Talmud that was following Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. The shuk of the tzion, in the shuk of tzion, chazio, he saw the kamer fachid. He was scared. Amalei. So Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi turned to his Talmud and he told him chataat. You're a choite. Because the pasuk says, "Pachatu betziyin chatoim." You know who was afraid in Tzion? The choitim were afraid. You have no business being afraid. Amalei told him, "Vaksiv, what do you mean? I thought the pasuk says, Mishlei chavches, Ashrei yodam mefachit tamid. I thought it's a good thing to be a little anxious." Amalei told him, "Yeah, it's true. But ahu b'divrei Torah said. So it's b'divrei Torah. If that's something that you're worried about, Ashrei yodam mefachit tamid. But if you're worried about what's going on around you." Pachatu v'tziyon chatot. Yehuda bar Nasan, Abba Shalka Vazabas, Reda Rav Nuna. Similar story. Yehuda bar Nasan was once following Rav Nuna, Isnach, and Yehuda bar Nasan gave a krecht. I mean, he came across as something was bothering him. He was worried. Amalei, so Rav Nuna told him, Yisurim bo ahu gavro lasuya nafshe. You want to bring Yisurim onto yourself? Why are you so anxious? Dechsev, the pasuk says, this is Iyoiv, ki pachat pachadeti vayes soyeni vashe yogarti yovoili. That if somebody is in a state of pachad, it brings bad things. Right to Gemara, Vaksiv, or Yehuda bar Nosson told Rav Hamnuna, what about the pasuk Ashri Adam Mefachet Tovim? So he told Yehuda bar Nosson, Rav Hamnuna did the same thing. Rav Shol Rav Yosi told this Talmud, Huba Divrei Torah, Siv, that's referring to Divrei Torah. So we're going to talk more about this in the end of the daf, but just one ha'ara that I saw in the Ein Eliyo. It says a dover nifla. Ma'isa behil azokin shayubaba derech. Veshama kol tzvacha be'ir. Omar, he said, Muftachani she'ein zemitoich beisi. He said, I know for sure, I have avtocha, this is not coming from my house. Why? So Pashti, you learn the Gemara, it sounds like Hillel had such betochen that he felt nothing bad can happen to him. It's not possible. It's not possible that something bad is happening to him. So it must be it's coming from somebody else's house. It can't be coming from his house. Says Dan Elio, that's not the truth. Just because a person has betochen, that means nothing bad can happen. He says, it's not what Hillel HaZaken meant. He says, you know what Hillel HaZaken meant? Hillel HaZaken heard screaming. He heard koilus going on. Hillel HaZaken said, this can't be coming from my house. Because in my house, I work so hard on inculcating in my family the midah of betochen and the midah of kol nada avid rachmano letav avid, that even if a tzara would be in my house, there wouldn't be such screaming. So Hillel said, I know it's not coming from my house. Not because it can't be that there's a tzara, but it can't be that there's a kol tzavach. Azelcha koilis can't be coming from my house, Hillel said. Because Hillel said, I'm a nochein libay batuach b'shem, and this is something that I imparted in my mishpacha. And if that's the case, it's not possible. My mishpacha knows how to be makabel bahava, knows how to be makabel basimcha. There's no way that the kol tzavacha, unbelievable, says the Gemara. Nichnas lekrach. So the Mishnah said, if somebody enters a city, what do? So you recite a tefillah, you make a bracha. That's pretty much what you always do when you're learning Perek Haraya. So the Mishnah said, what exactly is the tefillah? Hanichnas lekrach, mispalo shtayim. Achas bechnisas, achas biyetziyasas. Every time you go in and out of a city, you're going to end up making two brachas. You're going to make a bracha, or two tefillos. One tefillah when you enter the city, one tefillah when you exit the city. Ben Azai said, no, Arba, you're going to end up making four tefillos. Shtayim bechnisas, v'shtayim biyetziyasas. And then the Mishnah explained, noisan haida al sha'avar, v'tzayik ala asa. There's always one tefillah on the past and one on the future. So the Gemara is going to describe what these four tefillos are. Shitas Ben Azai. Honu Rabbono, Bichnisas Ma'awayim. So somebody enters the city, said two tefillahs, Ben Azai said. What are they? You're asking, Mufanach Hashem, Likai Shetachnin, Sein, Lekrach, Zer L'Sholim. So it's a tefillah that you should enter the city, L'Sholim. Nichnas, once you enter the city, Oymer, Moida, Ani, Lufanach Hashem, Likai, Shehichnas, Tani, Lekrach, Zer L'Sholim. So those are the two. One is, as you're entering, the one is, the other is as soon as you enter. Bikish Lot says, when you're ready to leave the city, Oymer, you're asking, Mufanach Hashem, Likai, Likai, Visai, it's a feeling that you should exit l'shalim. Yotzo, once you leave, Oimer, it's a hoita that you exited l'shalim. Sounds a lot like tefillah saderech. Rav Masna said, this halacha is loy shanu. that you're supposed to make these tefillos, ela b'krach she'ein don in the hargim boy. That's a city where there's no justice. So it's a city where a person can be prosecuted without having the ability to stand trial. Aval b'krach she'don in the hargim boy. But let's say you enter a civilized city, last time you don't have to make this tefillah. Meaning, once upon a time, you had lawless cities and states all over the place. So you enter a krach, you have no idea where you're going. You know, you can be arrested for nothing you did, and the next thing you know, you're on death row. So it was such a city where it was necessary to have tefillahs for before and for after, two, four, benasa. Right, this is where this is all negated. But if you walk into a civilized city, then you don't have to make such a tefillah. Some say, even if you go into a city where there is some din v'cheshbon, zimnin delay misrami le'inish diav le'ischusi, you still may be accused of something you didn't do. And being that you're a stranger in the city, it could be you're going to need someone to come and testify on your behalf. You're not going to be able to find anybody. Again, the point is that all cities, says the Gemara in the Ikad Amri, once upon a time were considered dangerous if you weren't familiar with how it works. And as a result, this is a bracha or a tefillah you always had to make. Tanu Rabbanon. And nichnas lebeis hamerchitz. So if somebody enters a beis hamerchitz, Oimer, he says the following. Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem alikai, shetatzileni mizeh v'kayoytzebay. So you don't think of a beis hamerchitz of being a dangerous place, but Chazal say it's a brisa that if somebody entered once upon a time a beis hamerchitz, he had to make a tefillah. It's a very dramatic tefillah. In fact, it's so dramatic that Amar Abaye said, I don't think a person should say this. Why is a person talking about his own death? I mean, it sounds like he's mamish going on a suicide mission. He's going to the Beis HaMerchitz. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment what this all means. Damrish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Zabai said, no, don't say this because it's an idea. Tiftach Pel HaSatan. What's the makar to this? That Klai Yisrael said, we felt like Stoyman Amayra. Maya Hadul Novi, you know what the Novi Yeshaya said? This is Yeshaya Perek Aleph, Chazon Yeshayo fame. Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitzinei Stoy. So the Yidden say we feel like Sodom, and the next thing they know, the Novi's telling them that they're Sodom. So you see, Al Tiftach Pelasatam, because Chalil, if you say something, it could actually play out. Regardless, Abaye said, leave out that line, meaning this idea that he may get punished, and Tei Misasi Kapar L'Chalavei. No, he said, that's not something you want to talk about. But for sure, you should say a tefillah. Hanichnas Aveis HaMerchitz, Oime Yiratzim B'lfanech Hashem Likai, Shetatzileni Mizeh, what are you supposed to make? What tefillah do you say when you leave the Beis HaMerchitz? Amar Ravacha. Ravacha said, "Moed ani lefanecha Hashem alikai shehitzaltani min ha'or." Thank Hashem for saving you from the fire. Says the Gemara. So what's so dangerous about going into a Beis HaMerchitz? So the Gemara is going to tell a story which will back into what this all means. Rav Avo, Ola Beibani. Rav Avo was once at a Beis HaMerchitz. Ifchis Beibani mituse. And the floor underneath the Beis HaMerchitz gave out. And there was a pit underneath the floor, and he was mamash going to fall into the pit, and he could have died. Yisrachish le'nisa, Rav Avo had a miracle, and kam al amuda, and somehow he found himself standing on a pillar. Shazev mei v'chad gabri b'chad ivar. But Rav Avo wasn't the only person in this Beis HaMerchitz. There were another 101 people, and Rav Avo, with one aver, was able to somehow save the other 101 people. Now I understand this. Meaning, there's a braisa that says, "Anichnas beis hamerchitz," you're supposed to say a tefillah. And Rav Acha said that when you leave the beis hamerchitz, you're supposed to say, "Moed ani lefanecha Hashem alikai sheitzaltani min ha'or." Now I understand. Look at what happened. He said, I almost died. So apparently the merchatzos used to be made next to pits, so that the water would drain into these pits, so it was considered dangerous. And it wasn't so pashut, so much so that Chazal said, you have to go to a Beis HaMerchitz. But at the same time, right, the mikvahs were dangerous. But at the same time, you have to make a bracha and a tefillah. That's the rest of the story. Nichas lahakizdam, if somebody goes to be makizdam, so hakazasdam, once upon a time, was the symbol of refuah. So it was considered to be healthy. If somebody wasn't well, they would go to a doctor, and he would be makizdam. He would take a lot of blood out of the person, and that was considered to be a davashal refuah. So really, what Chazal mean very often when they talk about hakazas dam is just symbolic of inyanei refuah in general. Hanichnas lahagazam oimer chetei as follows: Yirasim ufanach Hashem lekai sheyehei esek zel lila refuah v'sir po'eni ki kel roifei nemonato urefuascha emes l'fi she'in darkon shol bnei adam l'rapois elishen nahagu. So it's an interesting tefila. I mean, the beginning of the tefila we understand. Yirasim ufanach Hashem lekai sheyehei esek zel lila refuah v'sir po'eni should be a refuah ki kel roifei nemonato. It sounds a little like refuenu urefuascha emes, and then you end. What's that last line again? Lefisha in darkon shob neyodam lerapa is elishanagu. Really, people shouldn't be going to doctors. Elishanagu. So it's like a hisnatzlos that you tell Hashem in your tefila. I know this is really not what we're supposed to be doing, but it's Dominic. This is the way it is. Amr Abayas. Abayas said like leima inish halchi. Abayas didn't like the end of this tefila. Why? Because it's not true. The Torah of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said verapa yirape mikan shenitna rishus leroyfe lerapois. You're allowed to go. It's not just a minig. You're allowed to go to a doctor. So if you're allowed to go to a doctor, there's no reason for you to have to say that really this is not what you're supposed to be doing, but this is the minig. Kikoi mayo. After that causes Adam, what are you supposed to say? Amar Rav Acha. Rav Acha said, Baruch Roifei Chinam. That's what you're supposed to say. So before we go weiter, turn the page, just one short ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara just quoted the braisa that we all know. Tanit ve'rabi Shmuel. It says, Verapa yirape, mikan shenit nirishus l'roifei. Lirapis. Now, what does it say? Verape yirape. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. Achoyva b'chaver, chay b'chamisha dvarim. Nezek tzar ripu sheves boishes. One of them is ripu, and it's learned that from this pasuk. The pasuk that says verape yirape. Chazal say that you see from here that a doctor has rishus. Mikan shenit rishus leroyfe lirapis. Rabbeinu Bechaya on that pasuk verape yirape says something unbelievable. It says as follows: Kol refuah bebasav adam loy mitzonua bechol aksuvim ki im bedogesh. He says, anytime you find a pasuk that mentions refuah, but the refuah is coming through a bus of a dove, it's coming through a doctor, so you always find it written not with a fe, but rather with a pe. It's written with a dogish, there's a pintala inside. V'chein, ripinu as bava v'loiner pasa. It gives an example. Avul ba'kadosh baruch hu. Whenever you find the refuah coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's berofa. It's not with a pe, it's with a fe. Vahusha Kosiv Rifaini Hashem Ve Rafe. Uksiv the Pasuk says Haroife Lishfure Lev. Akiani Hashem Rifecha. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya Vatam. Ki a refuah bebasav adam in el al yedei tzar v'toyrach. When the refuah comes al yedei basav adam, it comes al yedei tzar, al yedei toyrach. Vahusha yiz balasam, oya mashka amar, there's medication, there's treatment. And that brings yisurim. Avu refuah shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein shom tzar klal. There's no tzar at all. Ki birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yoysev etzavimo. Because when the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no atzvus that comes along with it. So the pay, that suggests that it's hard. It's kosher. And as a result, it's v'rapoy, yirapay, ripinu as bava v'loy nirpasa. Shver. As opposed to when it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rifaini, it's Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha, it's with a fe, it's Rafa. Over there it comes with Birchas Hashem Hita Asher, V'lo Yosef Etzavimu. The Sfar Makdoshim say that Iyar is Rosh Tevis Ani Hashem Reifecha. Yud Yud Ani Hashem Reifecha. The Sfarim also say that Adar is Ani Hashem Reifecha. Aleph Dawid as in Hashem, Ani Hashem Reifecha, regardless. V'rapa Yirape, but that's a b'di'evet in the sense that comes a little bit more kasha. Ani Hashem Reifecha, that's Birchas Hashem Yita'ashu V'lo Yosef Etzavimah. Nichols Beisakisa Omer, somebody enters the bathroom, so you're supposed to say a tefillah. What's the tefillah? Hiskabdu Mechubadim. He turns to the Mechubadim that are escorting him, and he says, you're Bakovetika people. Kedoshim Meshar Seyel Yoin. Tenu Kavoy Leleke Yisrael Harpu Mimeni. Go away from me, Ache Ikones, until I enter the Beis Hakisei, the Eser Ritzoini, Vavi Aleichem, and then I'm going to come back to you. So what does this all mean? So Rashi says, the top Rashi on Amid Beis, that this person who enters the Beis Hakisei, before he does so, is supposed to turn to the Malachim that are being Malavah him. And he's supposed to tell the Malachim, I'm entering the Beis Hakisei, you're Mechubadim, so for you it doesn't pass to walk into the Beis Hakisei with me. So he tells them, Harpu Mimeni, go away from me, Ache Ikones, the Eser Ritzoini, till I go to the bathroom, then I come out, Vavi Aleichem, I'm going to come back to you. I'm Rabbaya, you get the theme. So Abaya said again, I have a problem with this. He said, don't say the end. You're telling the Malachim to go away? Maybe they're never going to come back. It's not a smart idea. Never tell a Malach to go away. Elo Lema, what should you say? Shimruni, Shimruni, Isruni, Isruni, Simchuni, Simchuni, Hampinuli, Hampinuli. everything twice. Achei kones the eitzei shekin darkon shol bnei adam. Darkon shol bnei adam. You have to go to the bathroom. So don't tell him, go away, and I'm going to come. I'll find you somewhere. No. Tell him, shemruni, izruni, simchuni, hamtinuli. But never tell a malach to go away. I Friday night. We tell the malach, tzeischem l'shalom. So we'll get to that at the end of the daf. Kinafig, when a person leaves the bathroom, what do you say? Oime, baruch, achei yotzei sadam v'chachem v'varavai. Nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Or chalolim, chalolim. Golu v'yadul, if nei chizik v'idecho. Shim y'paseach, echad mehem. O yisosem, echad mehem. I efshar lamay d'fanecha. My chosin, how do you end that brach? Oma rav, roifei choylim. Oma shmuel, kosh avinu, abba l'kulei alma k'tziri. Shmuel said, abba, as in rav. Abba aricha. Say, why do you make everyone a tocha? Every time someone goes to the bathroom, he's a choyla. Why would you end the brach? Said no. You should say mafli lasish. You should acknowledge the wonders of going to the bathroom. Rapapa said hilkachem minu lechavayu. Being that there's a machloikis, whether you're supposed to say roifei chol basa or you're supposed to say mafli lasis, say both roifei chol basa umafli lasis. It is a tefillah you're supposed to say before you go to the bathroom, and there's a bracha that you're supposed to say when you leave the bathroom. We make the bracha after we leave the bathroom. We don't say the tefillah before we go to the bathroom. We'll see more about that at the end of the daf yidra. When somebody goes to sleep, oimer, he should say Shema Yisrael ad vahoyim shemoya. So you should say the first parak of Shema. Va'omer then you should say Baruch Hamapul Chelishenal Inev Snuam Mi'alaf Hapoy. Umeir Liishem Basoyim. Yirasam Ufanach Hashem Lekashu Tashkivenu Loshom Seichel Kein B'Sayir Sechol. B'Sayir Leider De Mitzvah Al Tagdilenu De Aver Val Tivienu De Chet V'Loyu De Oven V'Loyu De Nesoyim V'Loyu De Vizoyim. V'Yishloi B'Yetz Atoy V'Yishu B'Yetz Harav V'Satzileri V'Pegar Om Mechaloyim Ram. V'Ayu V'Aluni Chaloyim Meisram V'Erhurim Ram. U'Stei Mitasir Shleim Lefanach Orvayim. In other words, say a mapple. What do you say when you wake up in the morning? By the way, if you didn't say brachas, now you're fine. From here until the end of the yomim, you can say baruchu in about 5 minutes. Ata yitzar tabi, ata nefach tabi, ata meshaber bekirbi. Who do you want to say? But ata also did tabi many lachsir be lachsir lavei. Because vayt shara shaber bekirbi, moi danilu fanach Hashem lekayv lekayv. We say rimon koloi lavim, atoin kolan Hashem is baruch ato Hashem, machzin Hashem is of gar meisim. Okay, kishama kol nar negayla. When you hear the rooster lay, moi you should say baruch Hashem nasal asech vivino. Lavchin be yomim vein loyla. No, lavchin be yomim vein loyla. Right, Rashi says what to do with the rooster. So says Rashi. Lasechvi tarnagol, the ikaduchti, the car, the tarnagol, sechvi, kidamin brosh shanat of chavavam ralph, that the tarnagol is called the sechvi. When a person opens up his eyes, lame, you should say, baruch pekechim, kitar tsviyasa, when you sit up, lame, you should say, baruch matar asurim, kidlovich, when you get dressed, you should say, baruch malbusharum, kidzaka, when you stand up, lame, baruch zaki gefufim, kinachasta ara lame, when you step down on the ground, you say, baruch roika haoritz alamut, kimaski, when you start walking, lame, baruch amechim inside the gover, kisayim, when you put your shoes on, you should say, baruch shasali kal tsarki, ki Osar hem yone, when you put on your gartel, your belt. Lema, you should say, Baruch oize yisrobe gvura. Ki paras suja reshe, when you cover your head. Lema, Baruch oize yisrobe zvara. Ki matav betzitzis, when you put your tzitzis on. Lema, you should say, Baruch hashekin chon betzitzis zvara lanzada betzitzis. Ki manach tfilin adari, Lema, when you put on your tfilin shayad, you should say, hashekin chon betzitzis zvara lanayach tfilin. A reshe, when you put on your tfilin shoresh, Lema, Baruch hashekin chon betzitzis zvara mitzvah tfilin. Ki mashe yodim, when you wash your hands. Lema, Baruch hashekin chon betzitzis zvara tfilin. You didn't wash your tfilin zvara until now. Ki mashe ape, when you wash your face. Lema, Baruch hamapel chevle, shena me So there's an interesting Tosfos here on the side of the oven, where Tosfos says that even though we just mentioned all the Birchas HaShachar, there's really two groups that you can divide the Birchas HaShachar into. Some are Birchas Hoidah, the others are Birchas HaNehenin. So, for example, Anoisin Lasechvi Vino Lahavchin Ben Yomim Ben Loilo, that's a Birchas Hoidah. You're giving Shvach Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Noisin Lasechvi, whether it means rooster, whether it means people. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Bina is Hanoisin Lasechvi Vino Lahavchin Ben Yomim Ben Loilo. But Tosfos says at the same time, some of these brachas are Birchas Hanenin. So, for example, when a person puts his clothing on, you should make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. So that's a bracha that you're making because of Hanah that you have. You start walking, Shasali Kol Tzarki. That's a Birchas Hanehenin. So some are Birchas Haidah, others are Birchas Hanehenin. L'may Nafkemino. The Nafkemino is everybody has to make a Birchas Haidah. Not everybody makes the Brichas Hanenin. So someone that loyaleinu can't benefit from this Hanah, so he's not going to make a Pekeach Ivrim. He's not going to make a Zoykev Kufufim. He's not going to make a Mater Asurim. He's not going to make a Malbush Arum. These Brachas are Brichas Hanenin. And because they're Brichas Hanenin, you're not going to make this Bracha. Just one nice Maramachim, and then we're actually going to learn a little bit more Gemara, because the next Gemara is just classic. But just one nice Maramachim, and that is that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wrote a Tzava. So we have Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We have so much of Rabbi Eliezer in Shas. There's also the Tzava that came from the Tana Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And in his Tzava, he told a lot of things to his children. The 13th thing that he said, Mispa Yud Gimel, is Bini, my son. Al tilbash bigodecha b'lei bracha. Don't get dressed without making a bracha. Ki kishem shenehene odom losis oichel enafshoi. V'tzarech levarech ala noasa oichel. Just like a person has to make a bracha on hanoasa oichel, kach tzarech levarech ala noasa hamalbush b'chol eisha yovash. So too, a person has to make a bracha before he puts something on. V'chol mishalei berech hamalbushoi. Any person that doesn't make a bracha before he gets dressed, yilbash beri. One day he's going to have to be clothed with worms and offer. Rabbi Eliezer told his sons, that's very not good. But the point is, listen to this lashon. Just like you have to make a bracha, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer basically took this braisa that we just learned on Daf Samach Chamin Beis. This is Rabbi Eliezer, not a Tosfos. Tosfos speaks of that in the Sugyo. But it comes from Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. It comes from the Tzava. I think this is the Makar. So Rabbi Eliezer said that I could tell it to Brachas Taflamet Hamad Aleph. Svaruhu Asala Adam Shiyahanim and Nailam Azabalai Bracha. And when we went through those Gemaras and Ketzim of Archim, we mentioned a few times that there are a lot of different types of Hanah, where we don't make a bracha. You don't always make a bracha. We need a special bracha for Reach, Kuran, Hashem, and Talakot, that Slach's Kasha. But the point is that here we have that Malbush Arumim, and it's not just Malbush Arumim, it's some of these Birchas HaShachar, like Tois and the Rishayim who speak out in our Sugya, our Birchas HaNenim, and it comes from the Tzavah of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, who was Medama Milsil and Milsi, literally Shteltsu, the Svara, Asul Adam, Shiyahanim, and Na'ilim, Azebalei Bracha, related to these Birchas HaShachar, something we're thinking about, but just one more Gemara. Says the Gemara as follows. Chai is Adam Levarech. A person has to make a bracha when something bad happens. Kishem Shemavarech Ala Toivah. Just like he makes a bracha. You know, we'll speak out some Reid better. We'll start with that tomorrow. So just one Ha'ara. And that is that we mentioned Hanichnas Lebeis Hakiseh. Going back to the top of the Yomen. If somebody enters the Beis Hakiseh, he should say a tefillah. What should he say? Hiskabdu Mechubadim. Kedoshim Mishar Seyelyoin. Tnu Kovid Lekei Yisrael. Harpu mimeni achi kones ve'eser ritzoini ve'ovei aleichem. Says, I have to go to the bathroom now, but for you, you're mechubadim, you're kedoshim, you're meshar seyelyoin, for you to come with me into the bathroom now would be very, very inappropriate. And as a result, harpu mimeni, wait, go away from me, achi kones ve'eser ritzoini, and then afterwards, ve'ovei aleichem, I'm going to come back to you. And Abaye said, like, leim inish achi, this is not an appropriate the tefillah to say, because how do you know they're not going to leave and they're never going to come back? So rather, Abaye had a different nusach of what it is that you're supposed to say. So number one, it sounds like there's an assumption that you're going to the bathroom, you're being escorted by malachim, and you have to tell the malachim, go away, or just say shemruni, shemruni, whatever the nusach is. But there's malachim over here. Who exactly are these malachim that the Gemara is saying that a person should talk to before he goes to the bathroom? So the rest of the story is the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that after 120, there are Eidim that are going to come and they're going to testify about a person's deeds that he did in this world. If they were good deeds or bad deeds, but there are people that are, or someone, there's going to be Eidim that are going to testify. And the Gemara is struggling to understand, the Gemara is grappling, who exactly are these Eidim? The Vei Rav Sheila Amri, in the Yeshiva Rav Sheila, they used to say, you know these Eidim are going to be Shnei Malachi Asharis. These are two Malachi Asharis, Hamelavin Loila Adam, Hein Mi'idin Olav. The two Malachi Asharis that escort a person, they're the ones that are going to say Eidus on his behalf. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki Malachov Yitzavaloch, L'shmarcha B'chol Derechecha, that's the end of the Pasuk. So you see that a person is escorted by two Malachi Asharis, and those are the two Malachi Asharis, those are the Eidin that are going to say Eidus one day about a person. Regardless, this is for sure the Gemara that Rashi is referring to. Rashi said, "Ela malochim hamalavenoi." So you're supposed to say this tefillah. Who oimeshenemekim malochim itzablach. Rashi calls the same pasuk. So this is the Gemara right here. Masechtas Tainus. This is the rest of the story that a person has shnei malachei hashoris hamalavenoi laadam, and they're going to say edus on a person one day. And before you go to the bathroom, you're supposed to say something to these malachim because it's inappropriate for these malachim to come and enter the bathroom with you. The Mashal right here, Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, comments on this Gemara, and he says that you find in many other places this idea that a person always has two malachi asharis that are malavim. And the truth is, this is one of the themes in the Marsham, the Chedushi Agadis. There are certain themes that he talks about a lot. One of them is the Mishnei malachi asharis. He explains a lot of Gemaras with this, that a person has two malachi asharis. One Gemara that he explains, which is a well-known Gemara, is a Gemara also Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. We'll just mention the one line that's Nogeya. Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan havigarsi boi raisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were once learning together. Dechikolu milsatuva, and they were struggling for Parnasa. Amri, they said, Nekom v'nezav v'navadiska, let's get up, let's go earn a living. Then Akayim ben Afshu will be able to Mekayim the Pasik, Efes, kiloyir b'chayif. Also, they went, they left Yeshiva, Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan, they closed the Gemaras, and they're going to find jobs. Usvi tusegud ri'iyah, and they sat down underneath a wall that was like on the verge of falling. Have a kokarchi rifta, and they were breaking bread. Also, two malachi asharis. Two malachi asharis came. Shami, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Chad Chavrei. Rabbi Yochanan heard one malach tell the other malach, Nishda Alayu, how good of Niktalino. Let's take this wall. Let's make it fall and kill these two people. Why? Shemenichim Chayi. Oylo Ma Bav. Oyskim Chayi Shah. Because they just left Yeshiva and they're being Oyskim Chayi Shah. Amalei Idach. So the other malach said, we can't do it. Shavkinu. Tikibu Chad the Kamila Shaita. Because one of these two people are destined for greatness and we can't kill them. Rabbi Yochanan heard this. Ilfa didn't hear it. So Rabbi Yochanan turns over. Did you hear anything? I don't know what you're talking about. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shema Mina, must be I'm the one that's destined for greatness. Rabbi Yochanan went back to Yeshiva. Ilfa went to work. Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Yeshiva. Years later, Ilfa came back and he saw the cover that Rabbi Yochanan merited and he was like so taken aback. And the Olam told Ilfa, he says, you realize you were on fast track, right? It was Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning of the Gemara, not Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa. Really, Ilfa was on a higher madrig. And had you stayed in Yeshiva, you would have been Rabbi Yochanan. He says, what, you think because I left Yeshiva, I stopped learning? He suspended himself on the mast of a trip, of a ship. And the rest is history. Says the Masha, who are these two Malachi Asharis? This Gemara is Afoichba, Afoichba, the Kulaba. Every time you learn this Gemara, you can take out something else. Who are these two Malachi Asharis? He says it's the same Malachi Asharis of the Gemara in Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A person has two Malachi Asharis that are Malavin Oisai, Abolatayr, Messiah Oisai. Who's Messiah Oisai? Who's they? It's the person's malachim. Every person has a malach. He has two malachim. Shnei malachi asharis. Ki malachav yitzavalach l'shmarcha b'chol d'rachecha. Those are the two malachim that the Gemara says by us in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Beis, that you have to talk to before you go to the bathroom. Tell them not to come with you. Question was, what the nusach is supposed to be. You know, there's another Gemara that talks about malachim, and that's the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, something that everybody is familiar with. The Gemara says as follows, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Melavim Leila Adam Be'erev Shabbos, Mibes HaKnesses Lebeisai. Erev Shabbos, when a person finishes davening and he's going back home, so there's two malachi asharis that are malav, echad toiv ve'echad ra. One is a good malach, and the other one's a bad malach. K'shabala beisoy, when he comes home, umotza ner doluk, v'shulchan aruch, umitase mutzas, malach toivoy mi'yiratzoin shetei l'shabbos acheres, gives a bracha that it should be for the next Shabbos, umalach ra oyne, amen, bal korchoy. V'imlav, malach ra oyne, yiratzoin shetei l'shabbos acheres, umalach toiv oyne, amen. These are the two malachim that escort a person every Friday night. This is why Friday night you say Shalom Aleichem, Bayachim L'Shalom, Bercheni L'Shalom, Tzeischem L'Shalom. It's because of this Gemara. Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about the Shnei Malachi Asharis. Now, the Marsha has a comment on this Gemara. And it always bothered me. Mamash, for years this Kasha bothered me. L'Chaira, how would you expect the Marsha to explain this Gemara? You would say the Marsha, this is Mamash the Marsha L'Shitasi. This is all the Marshas. Who are the two Malachi Asharis? It's the same Malachi Asharis of the Gemara Tainus Daf Yud Aleph. It's the same Malachi Asharis of Tainus Daf Chof Aleph, Ulf of Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same Malachi Asharis that we learned about in this morning's Daf, in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis. These are the two Malachi Asharis that are Malav and Loi L'Adam Echol. By the way, and even more than that, we didn't have time to go through all these Marshas, but the Gemara says the two Malachi Asharis is Echad Toiv Echad Ra. All those Marshas, where he talks about the Kamaloch of Yitzavaloch, he said one is a Malach Toiv and one is a Malach Ra. Torah. That's why these are the two malachim that are going to say Eidus one day. One is going to be an Eid Echad that's going to be saying Eidus Toiv, and the other one's going to be an Eid Echad that's going to be saying, talking about all the bad things that the person does. So you would expect the Marsha, Pashit, it's not even a Shiloh, that this is what the Marsha should say. Who are the two Malachi Asharis? These are the Shnei Malachi Asharis HaMalavim Loi Lohadam. But that's not what the Marsha says. Says the Marsha, who exactly are these two Malachi Asharis that are Malav of the person? Says the Marsha, it's Yodua, that Ki Mevur, Ki Lachol Mitzvah Shebetayra, Malachim Emunin Allah. Every mitzvah has Malachim. Ha'echon mi sitra di yamina, shi'yia sanegir la'adam al-kiyam ha-mitzvah, va'echon mi sitra di smoyla, shi'yia kategir la'adam la'iver al-mitzvah. Ve'hein heiz beiz malachi ha-shori sha'am rukan. You know who these two malachim are? These are the malachim that are memunin al-mitzvah Shabbos. That's who these malachim are. And there's one malach that looks, he's the malach toiv to see, you keeping Shabbos? Then he gives the brach, and the other one is forced to say amen. And the other one is also the malach on Shabbos, but he's misitra the smiler. He looks to, he has a negative perspective. And he's looking to see if maybe you're being mechal Shabbos, or maybe the table's not set, and maybe it's not the way it's supposed to be. So he's going to say something bad, and he's going to force the good malach to say good. Says the Marashah, these are not the malachim that are malachim loylad and mechal shah. But you know who these malachim are? These are the malachim on Shabbos. And for years it's bothered me. Why the Mashal learned this way. Mashal, this was so simple. Mashal should have said, these are the Kamalochim Yitzav, Lochta Shmarkum, Bechol Derechecho. These are all these Mashals throughout Shas, where the Mashal talks about the two Malochim that are Malava a person. These are not the Malochim that are Malava a person, but rather these are the Malochim that are the Malochim of Shabbos. But it could be there's a shtickle of Mahalach here. Because we mentioned when we went through the Gemara that Abaye said, never tell a Malach to go away. Harpu mi meni achikonis v'eser etzoini. Don't say that. Tiftach belasatan. Because the Malach might go away and the Malach might never come back. The Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Shabbos and Simon Reish Samach Bey says that we have a minig that Friday night you come home, you say Shalom Aleichem, Bayachem l'shalom, Barcheni l'shalom, and then you say, Tzeischem l'shalom. Says the Shari Tshuva that I've seen people say, don't say Tzeischem l'shalom. You know why? Because you don't tell a Malach to leave. Why are you telling the Malach to leave? You have the Malach sitting at your Shabbos table. You're telling him, go out. Within 9 seconds, you're telling him to leave already. Well, why would you tell him to leave? Never tell him to leave. So he's Miyashiv the Minig. He says, so what's Takim Shabbos? People do that. So he says, no, what you mean is the Kavono, Shebe'ez, Sheyetsu, Yeh Tzeischem L'Sholem. A shtickle Torah. You're not telling the Malach leave. I think everybody's kavana is, you're telling the Malach, Tzeischem L'Sholem, I'm ready to start the meal, I'm hungry. Tzeischem L'Sholem. No, that's not what the kavana is supposed to be. The kavana is supposed to be, when you leave, if you leave, it should be L'Sholem. That's not what it is. I was thinking maybe that's why the Marsha knew that these are not the Malachim that are Malava a person. Because the Malach that's Malava a person, you never tell him to leave. That Malach, why would you tell that Malach to leave your house? The Teretz is a different Malach. This is the Malach on Shabbos. A different concept. This is not the Malach that's here to protect you. That Malach Abaye said you never tell to leave, and that Malach Avadi you would never say. This is a different Malach. You know, we don't make this. We don't say this tefillah. So we make the Birchas HaShayotza, that's after you leave the bathroom, but the tefillah to make before you go to the bathroom, that's not something we do. Why not? It's a halacha psukah. Why wouldn't you make it? Half of the Gemara we do, HaShayotza is all the schoolers that are associated with HaShayotza. That we make such a big deal about. But the tefillah of before, that somehow got omitted. So the Beis Yosef already asks the Kasha. The Bach brings it. And the Bach, I'll read for you from the Bach. The Bach says as follows, V'achshav le'no'agu lo'imroi. Today we don't say this. De'enonu machzikin atzmenu li'yira shamayim shemalochim alavinu yisonu. Bach says a big chiddush. He says, because we're not machzikin atzmenu to be yore shamayim to assume that the malachim are going to escort us. Meaning, Pashi, you learned the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, everyone's going to have these malachim. The Bach seemed to understand that maybe that was once true, but maybe that's not always true. Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan had malachim. Once upon a time, the understanding was that everybody has a shmira, but it could be nowadays not everybody has a shmira. That's the case. Maybe that's another smach to why the Marsha didn't want to learn that Shalom Aleichem are the two malachim that escort a person, ki malachim yitzav aloch. Because we don't say this tefillah, yet we say Shalom Aleichem. So what's the pshat? So what's the pshat? Oh, must be because the tefillah is related to malachim yitzav, malachim shmarkim, kol derechecha. That we don't say. Shalom aleichem. That's the malach on Shabbos. That's something else. Nothing to do with shmirah. That has nothing to do with protection. If that has nothing to do with protection, that malach we're going to have. But it's just worth saying what we always speak out, and that is that the Sfarim say that Gemara, the word Gemara, Gimel Mem, Reish Aleph, is Rosh Hatevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, and Uriel. So there's the two malachim that are malach of a person. Maybe we have to be in a madrega. Maybe it's mechzika yuara. If a person would say this tefillah before he goes to the bathroom, because we're not mechzikin atzmenu ki yare shemayim, that we should merit ki malachav yitzav alach l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha. But if a person learns Gemara, then he is zoicha to an escort of mina michal, m'smayli gavriel, m'fanei ariel, me'achirai refoil, with a fei, v'aroshi shchinaskel.